Now, Chinese President Xi Jinping is speaking now. Let's listen in.
Looking back on the glorious journey the party has traveled over 100 years of struggle, and looking ahead to the bright prospects of the rejuvenation of the Chinese nation. To begin, let me extend warm congratulations to all party members on behalf of the CPC Central Committee. On this special occasion, it is my honor to declare on behalf of the party and the people that through the continued efforts of the whole party and entire nation, we have realized the first centenary goal of building a moderately prosperous society in all respects. This means that we have brought about a historical resolution to the problem of absolute poverty in China, and we are now marching in confident strides toward the second centenary goal of building China into a great modern socialist country in all respects. This is a great and glorious accomplishment of the Chinese nation for the Chinese people and for the Communist Party of China. Comrades and friends, the Chinese nation is a great nation with a history of more than 5,000 years. China has made indelible contributions to the progress of human civilization. After the Opium War of 1840, however, China was gradually reduced to semi-colonial, semi-feudal society and suffered great ravages. Than ever before, the country endured intense humiliation. The people were subjected to great pain, and the Chinese civilization was plunged into darkness. Since that time, national rejuvenation has been the greatest dream of the Chinese people and the Chinese nation. To save the nation from peril, the Chinese people put up a courageous fight as noble-minded patriots sought to pull the nation together. The Taiping Heavenly Kingdom Movement, the Reform Movement in 1898, the Yihetuan Movement, and the Revolution of 1911 rose one after another, and a variety of plans were devised to ensure national survival, but all of these ended in failure. China was in urgent need of new ideas to lead the movement to save the nation and a new organization to rally revolutionary forces. With the salvos of Russians' October Revolution in 1917, Marxism-Leninism was brought to China.
Then,
in 1921, as the Chinese people and Chinese nation were undergoing great awakening and profound social changes in history, was becoming closely integrated with the Chinese workers' movement, the Communist Party of China was born. The founding of a Communist Party in China was an epoch-making event, which profoundly changed the course of Chinese history in modern times, transformed the future of the Chinese people and nation,
and
altered the landscape of world development. Since the very day of its founding, the party has made seeking happiness for the Chinese people and rejuvenation for the Chinese nation, its aspiration and mission. All the struggle, sacrifice, and creation through which the party has united and led the Chinese people over the past 100 years. Has been tied together by one ultimate theme, bringing about the great rejuvenation of the Chinese nation. To realize national rejuvenation, the party united and led the Chinese people in fighting bloody battles with unyielding determination, achieving great success in the new democratic revolution. Through the Northern Expedition, the Agrarian Revolutionary War, the War of Resistance against Japanese aggression, and the War of Liberation, we fought armed counter-revolution with armed revolution, toppling the three mountains of imperialism, feudalism, and bureaucratic capitalism, and establishing the People's Republic of China, which made the people masters of the country. We thus secured our nation's independence and liberated our people. The victory of the new democratic revolution put an end to China's history as a semi-colonial, semi-feudal society, to the state of total disunity that existed in old China, and to all the unequal treaties imposed on our country by foreign powers and all the privileges that imperialist powers enjoyed in China. It created the fundamental social conditions for realizing national rejuvenation. Through tenacious struggle, the party and the Chinese people showed the world that the Chinese people had stood up, and that the time in which the Chinese nation could be bullied and abused by others was gone forever. To realize national rejuvenation,
中国共产党团结带领
the party united and led the Chinese people in endeavoring to build a stronger China with a spirit of self-reliance, achieving great success in socialist revolution and construction. By carrying out socialist revolution, we eliminated the exploitative and repressive feudal system that had persisted in China for thousands of years and established socialism as our basic system. In the process of socialist construction, we overcame subversion, sabotage and armed provocation by imperialist and hegemonic powers and brought about the most extensive and profound social changes in history of the Chinese nation. This great transformation of China from a poor and backward country in the East with a large population into a socialist country laid down the fundamental political conditions and the institutional foundation necessary for realizing national rejuvenation. Through tenacious struggle, the party and the Chinese people showed the world that the Chinese people were capable of not only dismantling the old world, but also building a new one. That only socialism could save China, and that only socialism with Chinese characteristics could develop China. To realize national rejuvenation, the party united and led the Chinese people in freeing the mind and forging ahead, achieving great success in reform, opening up, and socialist modernization. We established the party's basic line for the primary stage of socialism. Resolutely advanced reform and opening up, overcame risks and challenges from every direction, founded, upheld, safeguarded and developed socialism with Chinese characteristics, thus bring about major turn with far-reaching significance in the history of the party since the founding of the PRC. This enabled China to transform itself from a highly centralized planned economy to a socialist market economic brimming with vitality, and from a country that was largely isolated to one that is open to the outside world across the board. It also enabled China to achieve the historical leap from a country with relatively backward productive forces to the world's second largest economy, and to make the historical transformation of raising the living standards of its people from bare substance to an overall level of moderately prosperity, and then ultimately to moderate prosperity in all respects. These achievements fueled the push toward national rejuvenation by providing institutional guarantee imbued with new energy as well as the material conditions for rapid development. Through tenacious struggle, the party and the Chinese people showed the world that by pursuing reform and opening up, a crucial move in making China what it is today, China has caught up with the times in great strides. To realize national rejuvenation, the party has united and led the Chinese people in pursuing a great struggle, great project, a great cause, and a great dream through a spirit of self-confidence, self-reliance, and innovation, achieving great success for socialism with Chinese characteristics in the new era. Following the party's 18th National Congress, socialism with Chinese characteristics entered a new era. In this new era, we have upheld and strengthened the party's overall leadership, ensured coordinated implementation of the five-sphere integrated plan and the four prolonged comprehensive strategy, upheld and improved the system of socialism with Chinese characteristics, modernized China's system and capacity for governance, remained committed to exercising rule-based governance over the party and developed a sound system of inter-party relations. We have overcome a long list of major risks and challenges, fulfilled the first centenary goal, and set up strategic steps for achieving the second centenary goal. All the historic achievements and changes in the cause of the party and the country have provided the cause of national rejuvenation with more robust institutions, stronger material foundations, and a source of inspiration for taking greater initiative. Through tenacious struggle, the party and the Chinese people have shown the world that the Chinese nation has achieved a tremendous transformation from standing up and growing prosperous to becoming strong, and that China's national rejuvenation has become a historical inevitability. Over the past 100 years, the party has united and led the Chinese people in writing the most magnificent chapter in the millennium-long history of the Chinese nation, embodying the dauntless spirit that Mao Zedong expressed when he wrote, "Our minds grow stronger for the martyr's sacrifice, daring to make the sun and moon shine in new sky. The great paths we have pioneered, the great cause we have undertaken, and the great achievements we have made over the past century will go down in the annals of the development of the Chinese nation and human civilization." Comrades and friends,
100年前,
100 years ago, the pioneers of communism in China established the Communist Party of China and developed the great founding spirit of the party, which is comprised of the following principles: upholding truth and ideals, staying true to our original aspiration, and founding mission, fighting bravely without fear of sacrifice, and remaining loyal to the party and faithful to the people. This spirit is the party's source of strength.
Hundred
Over the past 100 years, the party has carried forward this great founding spirit through its protracted struggles. It has developed a long line of inspiring principles for Chinese communists and tempered distinct political characters. As history has kept moving forward, the spirit of the party has been passed on from generation to generation. We will continue to promote our glorious tradition and sustain our revolutionary legacy so that the great founding spirit of the party will always be kept alive and carried forward. Comrades and friends, we owe all that we have achieved over the past 100 years to the concerted efforts to the Chinese communists, the Chinese people, and the Chinese nation. Chinese communists, with comrades Mao Zedong, Deng Xiaoping, Jiang Zemin,
Hu Jintao 同志,
and Hu Jintao
为主要代表的
as their chief representatives
为中华民族
have made tremendous and historic contributions
标炳史册的伟大功勋
to the rejuvenation of the Chinese nation.
崇高的敬意
to them, we express our highest respect.
此时此刻
Let us take this moment
我们深切怀念
to cherish
为中国革命建设改革
of comrades
为中国共产党建立
毛泽东
巩固发展做出重大贡献的毛泽东周恩来刘少奇
刘少奇
朱德
朱德
邓小
邓小平
陈云同志
陈云 and other veteran revolutionaries who contributed greatly to China's revolution construction and reform and to the founding consolidation and development of the Communist Party of China. Let us cherish the memory of the revolutionary martyrs who bravely laid down their lives to establish, defend, and develop the People's Republic. Let us cherish the memory of those who dedicated their lives to reform, opening up, and socialist modernization.And let us cherish the memory of all the men and women who fought tenaciously for national independence and the liberation of people in modern times. Their great contributions to our motherland and our nation will be immortalized in the annals of history, and our noble spirits will live on forever in the hearts of the Chinese people. The people are the true heroes, for it is they who create history. On behalf of the CPC Central Committee, I would like to pay my highest respects to workers, farmers, and intellectuals across the country, to other political parties.Public figures without party affiliation, people's organizations, and patriotic figures from all sectors of society, to all members of the People's Liberation Army,
和 消防、
the People's Armed Police Force and Public Security Police
向全体
and the Fire and Rescue Services
向同一
战线 to all Socialist Working People and to all members of the United Front.
向香港特别行政区同胞
I would like to extend my sincere greetings to compatriots in Hong Kong and Macau Special Administrative Regions and in Taiwan as well as overseas Chinese.
向一切同
中国人民友好相处 and I would like to express my heartfelt gratitude to people and friends from all around the world who have shown friendship to the Chinese people and understanding and support for China's endeavors in revolution, development and reform.
同志们，朋友们
，comrades and friends，
初心易得，始终难守。
Though our party's founding mission is easy to define, ensuring that we stay true to this mission is more difficult task.
我们要用历史。
By learning from history, we can understand why powers rise and fall. Through the mirror of history, we can find where we currently stand and gain foresight into the future. Looking back on the party's 100-year history, we can see why we were successful in the past and how we can continue to succeed in the future. This will ensure that we act with greater resolve and purpose in staying true to our founding mission.And pursuing a better future on a new journey that lies before us.
必须坚持中国共产党坚强领导。
We must uphold the firm leadership of the party.
办好中国的事情。
China's success
关键
hinges on the party.
中华民族近代以来一百八十多年的历史
The more than 180-year-long modern history of the Chinese nation
一百年的历史
The 100-year-long history of the party
中华人民共和国成立以来七十多年的历史
and the more than 70-year-long history of the People's Republic of China all provide ample evidence that without the Communist Party of China, there will be no new China and no national rejuvenation. The party was chosen by history and the people.
中国共产党领导是中国特色社会主义最本质的
特征。The leadership of the party is the defining feature of socialism with Chinese characteristics and constitutes the greatest strength of the system. It is the foundation and lifeblood of the party and the country and the crux upon whichthe interest and well-being of all Chinese people depend. On the journey ahead, we must uphold the party's overall leadership and continue to enhance its leadership. We must be deeply conscious of the need to maintain political integrity, think in big picture terms, follow leadership core, and keep in alignment with the central party leadership.We must stay confident in the past, theory system, and culture of socialism with Chinese characteristic. We must uphold the core position of the General Secretary of the Party Central Committee and in the party as a whole, and uphold the Central Committee's authority and the centralized unified leadership. As we put conscious effort into learning from history to create the bright future, we must bear the following in mind. We must unite the lead the Chinese people in working ceaselessly for a better life. This country is its people, and people are the country. As we have fought to establish to consolidate our leadership over the country, we have in fact been fighting to earn and keep the people's support. The party has in the people its roots, its lifeblood, and its source of strength. The party has always represented the fundamental interests of all Chinese people. It stands with them through thick and thin and shares a common fate with them. The party has no special interests of its own. It has never represented any individual interest group, power group, or privileged stratum. Any attempt to divide the party from the Chinese people or to set people against the party is bound to fail. The more than 95 million party members and the more than 1.4 billion Chinese people will never allow such a scenario to come to pass.
On the journey ahead, we must rely closely on the people to create history, upholding the party's fundamental purpose of wholeheartedly serving the people. We will stand firmly with the people, implement the party's mass line, respect the people's creativity, and practice a people-centered philosophy of development. We will develop whole process people's democracy, safeguard social fairness and justice, and resolve the imbalances and inadequacies in development, and the most pressing difficulties and the problems that are of great concern to the people. In doing so, we will make a more notable and substantive progress toward achieving well-rounded human development and a common prosperity for all. We must continue to adapt Marxism to the Chinese context. Marxism is the fundamental guiding ideology upon which our party and country are founded. It is the very soul of our party and the banner which it strives. The Communist Party of China upholds the basic tenets of Marxism and the principle of seeking truth from facts. Based on China's reality, we have developed keen insights into the trends of the day, seized initiative in history, and made painstaking explorations. We have thus been able to keep adapting Marxism to the Chinese context and the needs of our times, and to guide the Chinese people in advancing our great social revolution. At the fundamental level, the capability of our party and the strength of socialism with Chinese characteristics are attributable to the fact that Marxism works. On the journey ahead, we must continue to uphold Marxism, Leninism, Mao Zedong's thought, Deng Xiaoping's theory, the theory of three represents, the scientific outlook on development, and fully implement the thought on socialism with Chinese characteristics for a new era. We must continue to adapt the basic tenets of Marxism to China's specific realities and its fun traditional culture. We will use Marxism to observe, understand, and steer the trends of our times, and continue to develop the Marxism of contemporary China and in the 21st century. We must uphold and develop socialism with Chinese characteristics. We must follow our own path. This is the bedrock that underpins all the theories and the practices of our party. More than that, it is the historical conclusion our party has drawn from its struggles over the past century. Socialism with Chinese characteristics is a fundamental achievement of the party and the people, forged through innumerable hardships and great sacrifice, and it is the right path for us to achieve national rejuvenation. As we have upheld and developed socialism with Chinese characteristics and driven coordinated progress in material, political, cultural, ethical, social, and ecological terms, we have pioneered a new and uniquely Chinese path to modernization and created a new model for human advancement. On the journey ahead, we must adhere to the party's basic theory, line, and policy, and implement the five-sphered integrated plan and the four-pronged comprehensive strategy. We must deepen reform and open it up across the board. Ground our work in this new stage of development, fully and faithfully apply the new development philosophy and foster a new pattern of development. We must promote high quality development and build up our country's strengths in science and technology. We must ensure it is our people who run the country, continue to govern based on the rule of law, and uphold the core socialist values. We must ensure and enhance public well-being in the course of development, promote harmony between humanity and nature, and take well-coordinated steps towards making our people prosperous, our nation strong, and our country beautiful. The Chinese nation has fostered a splendid civilization over more than 5,000 years of history. The party has also acquired a wealth of experience through its endeavors over the past 100 years and during more than 70 years of governance. At the same time, we are also eager to learn what lessons we can from the achievements of other cultures and welcome helpful suggestions and constructive criticism. We will not, however, accept sanctimonious preaching from those who feel they have the right to lecture us. The party and the Chinese people will keep moving confidently forward in broad strides along the path that we have chosen for ourselves, and we will make sure the destiny of China's development and progress remains firmly in our own hands. We must accelerate the modernization of national defense and the armed forces. A strong country must have a strong military, as only then can it guarantee the security of the nation at the point that it was engaged in violent struggle. The party came to recognize the irrefutable truth that it must command the gun and build a people's military of its own. The people's military has made indelible achievements on behalf of the party and the people. It is a strong pillar for safeguarding our socialist country and preserving national dignity, and a powerful force for protecting peace in our region and beyond. On the journey ahead, we must fully implement the party's thinking on strengthening the military in the new era, as well as our military strategy for the new era. Maintain the party's absolute leadership over the people's armed forces, and follow a Chinese path to military development. We will take comprehensive measures to enhance the political loyalty of the armed forces, to strengthen them through reform and technology and the training of competent personnel, and to run them in accordance with the law. We will elevate our people's armed forces to world-class standards so that we are equipped with greater capability and more reliable means for safeguarding our national sovereignty, security, and development interests.
We
must continue working to promote the building of a human community with a shared future. Peace, concord, and harmony are ideas the Chinese nation has pursued and carried forward for more than 5,000 years. The Chinese nation does not carry aggressive or hegemonic traits in its genes. The party cares about the future of humanity and wishes to move forward in tandem with all progressive forces around the world. China has always worked to safeguard world peace, contribute to global development, and preserve international order. On the journey ahead, we will remain committed to promoting peace, development, cooperation, and mutual benefit, to an independent foreign policy of peace, and to the path of peaceful development. We will work to build a new type of international relations and a human community with a shared future. Promote high-quality development of the Belt and Road Initiative through joint efforts, and use China's new achievements in development to provide the world with new opportunities. The party will continue to work with all peace-loving countries and peoples to promote the shared human values of peace, development, fairness, justice, democracy, and freedom. We will continue to champion cooperation over confrontation, to open up rather than closing our doors, and to focus on mutual benefits instead of zero-sum games. We oppose hegemony and power politics and strive to keep the wheels of history rolling toward bright horizons. We Chinese are a people who uphold justice and are not intimidated by threats of force. As a nation, we have a strong sense of pride and confidence. We have never bullied, oppressed, or subjugated the people of any other country. And we never will. By the same token, we will never allow any foreign force to bully, oppress, or subjugate
us.
Anyone who would attempt to do so will find themselves on a collision course with a great wall of steel forged by over 1.4 billion Chinese people. We must carry out a great struggle with many contemporary features. Having the courage to fight and the fortitude to win is what has made our party invincible. Realizing our great dream will require hard work and persistence. Today, we are closer, more confident, and more capable than ever before of making the goal of national rejuvenation a reality. But we must be prepared to work harder than ever to get there. On the journey ahead, we must demonstrate stronger vigilance and always be prepared for potential danger even in times of calm. We must adopt a holistic approach to national security that balances development and security imperatives and implement the national rejuvenation strategy within a wider context of the once-in-a-century changes taking place in the world. We need to acquire a full understanding of the new features and requirements arising from the change to the principal contradiction in Chinese society and the new issues and challenges stemming from a complicated international environment. We must be both brave and adept in carrying out our courage and struggle, forging new paths and building new bridges whenever necessary to take us past all risks and challenges.
We
must strengthen
团结
the great unity of the Chinese people.
在百年奋斗历程中
in the course of our struggles over the past century,
中国共产党始终把统一战线
the party has always placed the united front in a position of importance. We have constantly consolidated and developed the broadest possible united front, united all the forces that can be united, mobilized all possible and positive factors that can be mobilized, and pooled as much strength as possible for collective endeavors. The patriotic united front
团结海内外全体中华儿女，实现中华民族伟大复兴的重要法宝。
Important means for the party to unite all the sons and daughters of the Chinese nation, both at home and abroad, behind the goal of national rejuvenation.
我们必须坚持大团结。
On the journey ahead, we must ensure great unity and solidarity, and a balance, commonality and diversity.
加强思想政治引领
We should strengthen theoretical and political guidance.
广聚天下英才
Build a broad consensus.
努力寻求
And bring together the brightest minds and expand common ground.
画出最大同心圆
And the convergence of interests.
形成海内外全体中华儿女
So that all Chinese people, both at home and overseas, can focus their ingenuity.And energy on the same goal and come together as a mighty force for realizing national rejuvenation. We must continue to advance the great new project of party building.
勇于自我革命是中国共产党区别于其他政党的显著标志。
A hallmark that distinguishes the Communist Party of China from other political parties is its courage in undertaking self-reform. An important reason why the party remains so vital and vibrant.Despite having undergone so many trials and tribulations, is that it practices effective self-supervision and full and rigorous self-governance. It has thus been able to respond appropriately to the risks and tests of different historical periods to ensure that it always remains at the forefront of the times.Even as profound changes sweep the global landscape, and to stand firm as the backbone of the nation throughout the process of meeting various risks and challenges at home and abroad.
新的征程上，我们要牢记。
On the journey ahead.
We must keep firmly in mind
the old adage that it takes a good blacksmith to make good steel. We must demonstrate greater political awareness of the fact that full and rigorous self-governance is a never-ending journey. With strengthening the party politically as our overarching principle,We must continue advancing the great new project of party building in the new era.
党的组织体系
We must tighten the party's organizational system,
德才兼备
work hard to train high-caliber officials who have both moral integrity and professional competence,
党风廉政建设
remain committed to improving party conduct, upholding integrity and combating corruption.And root out any elements that would harm the party's advanced nature and purity, and any viruses that would erode its health. We must ensure that the party preserves its essence, color, and character, and see that it always
坚持和发展中国特色社会主义的历史进程中
serves as the strong leadership core in the course of upholding and developing socialism with Chinese characteristics in the new era.
同志们，朋友们
，comrades and friends。
我们要全面准确贯彻一国两制。
We will stay true to the letter and the spirit of the principle of one country, two systems, under which the people of Hong Kong administered Hong Kong and the people of Macau administered Macau, both with a high degree of autonomy.
We will
ensure that the central government exercise overall jurisdiction over Hong Kong and Macau and implement the legal system and the enforcement mechanisms for the two special administrative regions to safeguard national security, while protecting China's sovereignty, security, and development interests. We will ensure social stability in Hong Kong and Macau and maintain lasting prosperity and stability in the two special administrative regions.Resolving the Taiwan question and realizing China's complete reunification is a historic mission and unshakable commitment of the Communist Party of China. It is also a shared aspiration of all the sons and daughters of the Chinese nation.We will uphold the one country principle and the 1992 consensus and advance peaceful national reunification. All of us, compatriots on both sides of the Taiwan Strait, must come together and move forward in unison. We must take resolute actionto utterly defeat any attempt toward Taiwan independence and work together to create a bright future for national rejuvenation. No one should underestimate the resolve, the will, and the ability of the Chinese people to defend their national sovereignty and territorial integrity. Comrades and friends, the future belongs to the young people, and our hopes also rest with them. A century ago, a group of young progressives held aloft the torch of Marxism and searched assiduously in those dark years for ways to rejuvenate the Chinese nation.Since then, under the banner of the Communist Party of China, generation after generation of young Chinese have devoted their youth to the cause of the party and the people and remain in the vanguard of the drive to rejuvenate the nation. In the new era,Our young people should make it their mission to contribute to national rejuvenation and aspire to become more proud, confident, and assured in their identity as Chinese people so that they can live up to the promise of their youth and expectations of our times, our party, and our people.
同志们，朋友们。
comrade and friend.
100年前,
a century ago,
中国共产党成立时,
at the time of its founding, the Communist Party of China had just over 50 members. Today, with more than 95 million members in a country of more than 1.4 billion people, it is the largest governing party in the world. And enjoys tremendous international influence. A century ago, China was decline and withering away in the eyes of the world. Today, the image it presents to the world is one of the thriving nation that is advancing with unstoppable momentum toward rejuvenation. Over the past century, the Communist Party of China has secured extraordinary historical achievements on behalf of the people. Today, it is rallying and leading the Chinese people on a new journey toward realizing the second centenary goal. To all party members, the Central Committee calls on every one of you to stay true to our party's founding mission and stand firm in your ideals and convictions, acting on the purpose of the party. You should always maintain close ties with the people.
始终同人民想在一起,
emphasize and work with them,
干在一起,
stand with them,
风雨同舟,
through good times
同甘共苦,
and bad, and continue
继续为实现,
working tirelessly to realize their aspirations for a better life,
努力为党,
and to bring still greater glory to the party and the people. Comrades and friends, today, 100 years on from its founding, the Communist Party of China is still in its prime
回首过去,
and remains as determined as ever to achieve lasting greatness for the Chinese nation. Looking back on the past we have traveled and forward to the journey that lies ahead, it is certain that with the firm leadership of the party and the great unity of the Chinese people of all ethnic groups, we will achieve the goal of building a great modern socialist country in all respects and fulfill the Chinese dream of national rejuvenation. Long live our great, glorious, and correct party. Long live our great, glorious, and heroic people. Please all rise to the international.
All right, we've been listening to Chinese President Xi Jinping wearing a gray Mao jacket, delivering his key speech to thousands of maskless spectators at a ceremony celebrating the ruling Communist Party's 100th birthday. President Xi began his over an hour-long speech by hailing the party's many achievements, especially its realization of the goal of building a moderately prosperous society, meaning it has brought about a historical resolution to absolute poverty in China, and they're moving towards a second centenary goal of becoming a more prosperous society. The president seized on China's success to tout the merits of the Communist Party, touting superiority of the country's socialist system with Chinese characteristics, adding that the country should continue to uphold the firm leadership of the party to lead the drive for China's great rejuvenation. Citing China's wealth gap as a challenge, President Xi said that the nation must tackle to reach what he called an era of common prosperity in the coming years, proposing a return to its Marxist roots. President Xi also talked about military side of things, saying a strong country must have a strong military to guarantee the security of the nation, and that China will uphold justice and not be intimidated, bullied, or oppressed by threats of force of any other country, perhaps taking a veiled swipe at the West. And for this, he received rapturous applause, that is.
Through tenacious struggle, the party and the Chinese people showed the world that by pursuing reform and opening up, a crucial move in making China what it is today, China has caught up with the times in great strides. Through tenacious struggle, the party and the Chinese people have shown the world that the Chinese nation has achieved a tremendous transformation from standing up and growing prosperous to becoming strong, and that China's national rejuvenation has become a historical inevitability.
For more on President Xi's speech and today's celebrations, let's bring in Lo Min Min. She joins us live again from Beijing. President Xi addressing the nation for just over an hour. He thanked former communist leaders, saying the goal for the next 100 years is to become a modern country in all respects. So Min Min, overall, a pretty confident, reflective, but also very forward-looking tone. Tell us what overarching theme stood out for you.
Well, a few things. One is his message to the domestic audience. He acknowledged several important concerns of the people, including social fairness, imbalance, and inadequate development in certain areas. And he said that the party would work with the people and address these issues. He said that, you know, he emphasized that the people are an important part of the country and that the party would listen to the needs of the people and address that. He also mentioned, I think what's striking is the tone he set for his international audience. He said that China would be working with other peace-loving countries to promote peace and universal human values of fairness and democracy around the world. And he said that China will continue to deepen opening up and reform. It would not be closing its doors, and it would like to work with countries and strive for a win-win kind of situation rather than a zero-sum game. And this comes as China faces increasing isolation from the Western nations as they orient their foreign policy to counter a rising China. But even as he said that, he also issued a stern warning that nobody can bully and subjugate China, or they would stand the wrath of its vast population and its party organs, to which there were huge applause and cheers for a long time from the audience. So it was both a stern warning, a projection of strength to other countries. He recapped the party's achievements in uniting the country and used that as proof of how Marxism and socialism with Chinese characteristics truly works. And he talks about how the party would continue to move with the times. He cited the country's reform and opening up as a sign of moving with changing times, and that it would always adapt and remain at the forefront of the changing political and economic landscape.
Amen. It was a grand celebration, highly orchestrated affair. We've seen colorful performance, a mass parade, and the people singing in unison and waving flags. But also notably, no one was wearing masks. What does it tell us about the government's efforts in handling the pandemic?
Well, it says that this is really, you know, a remarkable achievement that they can hold such a big event in the middle of the capital, in Tiananmen Square, with, you know, people not wearing masks, even myself when I'm here. You know, in other parts, in Beijing, it's kind of a little bit tighter. We're required to wear a mask when we enter buildings. But in places like Shanghai, people are pretty much maskless all of the time. And people tell me they feel extremely safe. There's barely any cases spreading around in the big capital cities. In the big cities. So it's pretty much life back to normal. And this is the occasion to also showcase that to the world. And the locals are extremely proud of the fact that China is kind of a role model for how they have managed the coronavirus, at least in the Chinese eyes.
All right, Min, thank you very much for that report. That was Lo Min in Beijing for us. Well, for more, we are joined by Assistant Professor Huang Qinhao of Social Sciences, Political Science at Yale NUS College. Professor, the centenary is certainly an opportunity for the party to, you know, reaffirm its credentials, reminding the Chinese people of the achievements of the party in the last 100 years. I mean, do you think President Xi's speech and the ceremony successfully reinforced those points? And how do you think the citizens of China will react to it?
I think the first and foremost important thing to take note from the speech is that, you know, this is, as much as all the highlight is focused on President Xi Jinping, and rightly so, he is the leader, the paramount leader of China. But more importantly, this is really a celebration of the Communist Party, which is much larger than any one single person or leader. So it's a reminder of a journey through which China has taken over the last 100 years. And we can say that, you know, when it was first founded in 1921, it's gone through a tumultuous period in Chinese history. And the party has survived all sorts of challenges in the 1920s, in the early years of its founding, through the 1930s and 50s, and up to the more contemporary period. So in each of these challenges, I think domestically and internationally, the party has done a job that I think it wants to tout as successful and has delivered in terms of performance legitimacy to its people. So that's something to take note, and it's quite significant from the speech that Xi just given.
Professor, in his speech, President Xi applauded previous Chinese communist leaders, Mao Zedong, Hu Jintao, Jiang Zemin, among others, and how they helped to legitimize the Chinese nation. How likely will Xi's name be added to that list? And how crucial was this week, this speech, in cementing his power for the years to come?
There's no doubt that Xi is up there with all the other previous leaders and predecessors. And then one thing that's worth noting is that the emphasis on the note that reform and opening up is a key measure to determine the future and destiny of contemporary China, which is what Xi said. And I think that's an important quote because it gives deference to the achievements of his past predecessors, including most notably Deng Xiaoping, who pursued this path of reform and opening. And I think this sort of continuity of wanting to make sure that there is consistent pathway toward opening China up, joining forces with the rest of the international community, is an important message that he's going to underscore. So I think this message of continuity from previous leaders and how he seeks to not undermine, but double down on some of the success stories of what his previous predecessors have done is an important theme.
Certainly a show of power and confidence we've just seen. Do you think the pomp and pageantry of the celebrations have succeeded in drowning out in some of the darker episodes in the CCP's rule over the country and also the challenges that lie ahead?
Well, for any sort of anniversary celebration, of course, the ruling party is always going to emphasize and focus on the positive elements. And, you know, as we've seen, there are many positive elements. A country that has lifted nearly, by some estimates, 250 million people out of extreme poverty. That's an achievement that is something that is enviable by any standard for other political leaders around the world. Of course, there are also darker sides of the CCP's history. I mean, we cannot forget some of the crackdowns on dissidents, the continued efforts to undermine the independent judiciary system, and the perennial challenges of domestic stability in some of the more unruly parts of Western China, such as Xinjiang and Tibet, and of course, with its latest policies and actions in Hong Kong. So I think some of these things are going to continue to dog the image and reputation of the CCP. But for now, I think what's important to note is that they want to emphasize a positive, and hopefully that as we look into the second 100-year pathway for the party, that it would turn and shift its attention away from these economic rights that it has provided for its people to focusing more on the sort of social, cultural, and political elements of what its people might want to see going forward as the country becomes more developed.
Professor, the president did not mention the U.S. Specifically, but it wasn't too hard to read between the lines here. The president saying, you know, there was a time that China was bullied and abused. Those times are gone now, and they're not going to accept preaching any longer. He constantly mentioned socialism with Chinese characteristics as well and how it's so successful as a political system. So what was the message here for America as well as China's other critics?
Well, I think that aspect of his speech is quite interesting. And if you sort of go back and read carefully what he was mentioning with regard to socialism with China's characteristics, I think, Xi's point is that, you know, China has fended off the sort of semi-colonial, semi-feudal challenges that it first faced in the early years of the party's founding and indeed the earliest years of the founding of the People's Republic of China. And the emphasis here is that socialism has worked for China, fending off those kinds of external challenges it once faced. And he's careful to note that it's socialism that has worked for China and not making that direct linkage that what worked for China would be externalized and would work for other parts of the world. I think that's something that's rather subtle, but something that's important to note is that the emphasis is what has worked for China and that China will probably continue to double down on pursuing its pathway of a unique form of socialism, one that embraces reform and opening up as Deng Xiaoping has pioneered, and that has led China to great successes to becoming a moderately well-off society today. I think for the next 3 decades, in the next 28 years or so, is when China hits a second milestone, which is a second centenary celebration. And that's when the Chinese state, the PRC, hits 100-year anniversary. And that's when Xi has said that this will be an important milestone to see if the party has delivered to its people, to the state, that China is now a fully developed nation. And I think socialism with Chinese characteristics is going to be an important aspect of attaining that second centenary goal for China.